You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.
Welcome into the CHGO Blackhawks podcast presented by PointsBet. Use promo code CHGO when you sign up to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. But that's not it. If you make a $50 or more first-time deposit, you'll receive a free CHGO membership that unlocks all of our web content, and you'll even get a free shirt of your choice from the CHGO locker. That's $2,000 in free bets, a free CHGO membership, and a free t-shirt from the CHGO locker, all for making a $50 or more first-time deposit at PointsBet. Hello, happy Friday. I'm Jay Zawoski, joined as always by Mario Tirabassi and Greg Boyson. Follow me on Twitter at Jay Zawoski. Greg is at Greg Boyson, and Mario is at Mario _ Tirabassi. Lots to get to today. We're going to start the show with some Alex DeBrincat conversation. We've got Blackhawks active in the IIHF World Championships, and as we do every day, we will break down the prior night's action in the NHL playoffs and look forward to the games tonight. Fellas, happy Friday. I hope everything is well in your worlds.
Yeah, going good. And be sure to follow us at CHGO _ Blackhawks. Thank we you. Are 2 followers away from 4,000. So whoever is follower 4,000, you will get a prize to be determined.
You supplied by Mario.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for following us and participating. We appreciate that. Reminder as well, Monday's show will be Mailbag Monday. And guess what? We can't do a Mailbag Monday show without your mail. So email us, blackhawks@allchgo.com, blackhawks@allchgo.com, and we'll spend a good portion of the show answering your listener questions. So
can also just send them to us on Twitter. Yeah. Just yell at us. We'll answer it.
We know how to find them. My DMs are open on Twitter. Please stop sending nudes. Just send questions about the Blackhawks. I'd appreciate that.
Sorry.
It's all right. We have an understanding. So I found myself the other day just daydreaming about the Blackhawks, as one does. Yeah. And I started thinking about Alex DeBrincat's next contract. And I figured it is May 20th. There's not a ton going on with the Blackhawks. So today would be as good a day as any to discuss it. And we've had preliminary conversations about, you know, is this a piece the Hawks would look to move? As you could probably imagine, you'd get a huge return for Alex DeBrincat at this point. Or is he a future captain, future leader of this team, someone who's going to be a part of things when the Blackhawks are good again? And like he's done with most questions he's been asked, Kyle Davidson was, I won't go as far as to say evasive, but I will say non-committal. I think he's sort of keeping all of his opportunities open and all of his options open. So we really don't know. But I'm going to go right now with the thought of Alex DeBrincat is the next leadership of this team, right? Him and Seth Jones are going to be the two guys. Probably, obviously, some others will step up. We can't forget Reese Johnson, of course. We'll step up and lead this team through the next era. So let's take a look at it, fellas. If you just top of your heads, you know, if you're sort of speculating after next season, he becomes an arbitration eligible restricted free agent. He's making $6.4 million next year. What does Alex DeBrincat's next contract look like to you guys?
Well, I think for the question of, you know, what do the Blackhawks do with him moving forward, whether it is giving him another contract or moving him for a massive amount of assets, I don't think Kyle Davidson has a wrong move, because you look at Brandon Hagel's trade value and what they got for him at the deadline. And we've talked about, you know, what would a Patrick Kane deal look like, as I blow that pee right into the microphone.
Careful.
You have to think the amount of trade value that Alex DeBrincat has probably is, I'm still doing it, probably is higher than what Patrick Kane would even bring, based on the fact that, you know, the level of production that Alex DeBrincat has and the amount of time he probably still has in the NHL is longer than Patrick Kane's, and his value is probably this almost equal right now. So it's kind of like, you know, imagine what a Patrick Kane trade could do and then add more value to that than Alex DeBrincat could do. Or they hold on to him, give him another contract, and make him a long-term piece to not only the rebuild, but hopefully one of the leaders, both on and off the ice, of the team when they're ready to contend again. And Kyle Davidson would not be wrong in either move, in my opinion. If they go the route of bringing him back, I look at, you know, we have some contract comparables we'll get into that we can look at for DeBrincat and what this next deal could be. But I look at what he's done, what his career trajectory is going to be. I mean, you don't just pluck 40 goal scorers off the, you know, off the NHL talent tree all that often. And the Blackhawks have one in DeBrincat. You can argue that his production has been tied to playing with Patrick Kane. That's fine. A lot of the top stars in the league have someone that they play off of that also helps them be a top star. But I look at Alex DeBrincat and I would be hard to see his next contract value being less than $10 million or that much less than $10 million. I think he's in that range of player, factoring in his production, his age, his trajectory, and what he means to the team. So I mean, if the Blackhawks are going to have to make some room for that, be it a Jonathan Toews trade or a Patrick Kane trade, or getting, you know, just kind of maybe banking on the salary cap going up a little bit, I think if they're going to keep him around, it's going to be at a pretty high price, and he's worth that. And in my view, I would do it because I think he's worth having around for the long term.
Yeah, I would agree on that. Listen, if Kyle Davidson gets an offer that is just too good to be true and can help accelerate a rebuild, meaning you get, you know, some super talented young players, you get a bunch of first round draft picks, it's hard to argue. You know, I don't want to see that, but I wouldn't be, you know, I wouldn't be furious about that either. But it's time, if you think Alex DeBrincat is your guy, and it, you know, I think he should be anointed the building block of this rebuild, then it's time to lock him up now. I know he's an RFA, and which means they will have the exclusive rights to negotiate with him after this season, but I think the time is now. You know, he had his second 40 goal season. He had a career year as far as, you know, goals, tied his career high, had a career high in assists, in points. You know, played in all 82 games. Outside of that weird 2019-20 season, you know, he's been phenomenal. But, you know, he shot at 8.7% that season, and every other season he's been at least 15. So that was the anomaly as far as I'm concerned. This is the summer to do it. If it was me, I would sit down and say, okay, it's time to get you locked up for the long term. We're rebuilding this team, and you're going to be a key part of it, if not the most crucial part of this team getting back to being a contender. I don't really worry as much about what salary cap may look like 4 or 5 years down the road, and I know that's something we have ripped he who shall not be named apart for his doings, but this isn't signing an aging 30 plus old defenseman to an 8-year deal that everybody knows is bad. This is signing your star player who's yet to hit the prime time of his career. This is when you give these guys the big deal. He will still be 24 years old. He won't be 25 until midway through next season. He's got a lot of hockey to go. So this is when I give him that big deal. If it's more than $10 million per over 6 years, I'm fine with that. These are the types of guys that get those deals.
Yeah.
So, you know, Kane and Taves, those contracts are coming off the books after next year. They're both not going to be back. And even if they are, they're not going to be back at $21 million cap hit. They're going to be back at lower cap hits, if back at all. So I'm not worried about that. And then you'll have basically Jones and DeBrincat locked up for the next few years at the same hit of what you had Kane and Taves. And you were able to, you know, do some nice things with those contracts on your book, you know, when they were in their prime. So this is when you lock up a player like Alex DeBrincat. I don't go to him and try and do, hey, let's do another couple year bridge deal because we can and we'll worry about it 2 years from now. To me, that's insulting. That would be insulting to DeBrincat, and that could leave a bad taste in his mouth. This is when you go to him and say, let's get it done. You're our guy. You're going to be the guy in all of our social media fun videos. You're going to be the guy modeling all our starter jackets and retro jerseys.
Yeah.
You're going to be the guys on the season ticket. You are our guy. You are the new face of the Chicago Blackhawks. Let's do this. That's how I would do it.
Yeah, that's a lot of good points there, Greg. And I think your point about getting it done now makes sense for a lot of reasons, right? It seems to be, as I did my research, and we'll get to it here in a second, a lot of these deals were signed in the September before the year began that they were going to enter free agency after. So let's say if they were supposed to be a free agent in the summer of 2019, September of 18 is when those deals were signed. That seems to be the trend. So it's kind of like the NHL calendar. So keep that in mind as we go forward here. My issue with signing to him to another bridge deal is right now he might be feeling a little bit optimistic about a rebuild, saying, hey, yeah, you know, excited about the new GM. If you sign him to another two-year bridge deal and the first 2 years of this rebuild go to hell and nothing really pans out and none of the picks are good and yada, 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 Alex DeBrincat's going to be taillights, right? You want to lock him up. If you want him to be part of this team long-term, you've got every reason to do it now. The contract does not kick in until Taves and Kane's contracts are gone, regardless of if they just expire, if they're traded, whatever. Those contracts are off the books and you just hand that money to Alex DeBrincat. To me, it's a no-brainer. Yes, you could get a really nice package of players for Alex DeBrincat. What are the odds that one of those picks or one of those players is going to become a player as good as Alex DeBrincat? Maybe, but it's an unknown. With Alex DeBrincat, who, as you mentioned, won't be 25 until December, you already know you've got a 40-goal scorer, a guy who's got the potential for 50. It's going to happen. 50 goals is going to happen for Alex DeBrincat. I don't think there's any question about it. That is a guy you want here long term. He's also been nothing but, you know, a model citizen. He's been exactly what the team is looking for in terms of marketing. He's got the social media with his dogs and all, like the whole thing. Like Alex DeBrincat,
and baby now,
and the baby, yes,
and baby, yeah,
little Archie. Sign him now, by the way. can you draft Archie DeBrincat right now? Everything the Blackhawks want in a player, they have in Alex DeBrincat. It's a no-brainer to me. Get it done. So now we got to look at what's the money. So here are the players I looked at in my research here. Nikita Kucherov from Tampa, Jamie Benn from Dallas, Matthew Tkachuk in Calgary, Artemi Panarin, who we all know is a Ranger, Tyler Seguin with the Stars, Mitch Marner with the Leafs, and Mikko Rantanen with the Avalanche. So a couple of these stood out to me, especially Matthew Tkachuk. Matthew Tkachuk also turns 25 in December. He also is in the final year of his three-year, his bridge deal. Sorry, he's a free agent, restricted free agent right now, Matthew Tkachuk is. As soon as Calgary is out, he will be a free agent. DeBrincat's got 1 year left, so they have to figure out the Tkachuk thing right now, right? This summer, they got to figure it out. That, to me, is a deal to watch when you're talking about a similar contract for DeBrincat. Tkachuk had over 100 points this year. Yes, he's on a contender. He's on a much deeper team. But I think the Hawks are going to keep a close eye on what Matthew Tkachuk resigns for, and will use that as a model for Alex DeBrincat, as they should. So those are the guys I looked at. Nikita Kucherov is interesting. Older than DeBrincat, obviously. He turns 29 this June, so next month. He is in a third year of an eight-year deal that pays him $9.5 million a year. It was signed the summer before the last year of his bridge deal. Okay, so that would be the same situation if DeBrincat was to sign this September. Jamie Benn turns 33 in July. He's in the fifth year of an eight-year, $9.5 million deal. signed back in July of 2016, the summer before he was scheduled to become a UFA. They also gave him a no-movement clause on the back end of his prior deal. Panarin, he's in the third year of a seven-year deal, $11.6 million per year. That was signed after his two-year bridge deal with the Hawks expired in 2016. He was an unrestricted free agent, Panarin. Tyler Seguin's another comp to Debrinkit, I think, in terms of player type. Turns 31 in January in the third year of an eight-year, $9.85 deal, signed in September of 18 before he was due to become a UFA in the summer of 19. Mitch Marner, in the third year of a six-year deal, $10.893. He just turned 25. That was signed in September of 2019. The Leafs just skipped the bridge deal and went from rookie deal to 6 years, $10.89. And then Mikko Rantanen turns 26 this October. He's in the third year of a six-year, $9.25 million deal, signed in September of 2019, skipping a bridge deal for him as well. So lots of nines in there. 9.5, yeah. You know, 9.85, as high as 10.8 with Mitch Marner. I think it would not shock me to see him get an identical deal to Seth Jones. That's kind of what I expect the Hawks to do here.
8 years, 9.5?
8 years, 9.5, yep. And you just say, you two are going to be together. You're the next face of this team. And maybe just as they had Kane and Taves have perfectly congruous contracts, maybe they do the same thing with DeBrincat and Jones.
If that's what it is, sign me up.
Done. Yeah, me too.
Done.
I just don't know how you look at this list of guys, and I can't say he's better than Kucherov.
He's not.
I can't say he's better than Kachuk.
Better goal scorer, but they're close, not a better all-around player.
Kachuk had 40 goals this year.
Yeah, Kachuk's a little bit more rounded, but yeah, as far as putting up goals and impact on the game, they're pretty similar.
Yeah, at this point, he's better than Jamie Benn, but Jamie Benn was an MVP. Panarin, I would put them pretty comparable, I would say.
On Jamie Benn, I always laugh that he won the scoring title with 87 points.
Yeah, that's...
I always look at that. I'm like, holy, like this year we had, what, 10 guys reach 100 points, something like that, hey, and he won it with 87.
Life is all about timing, my friend.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Panarin right now, I mean, I put DeBrincat above Panarin right now just by age and what's coming, you know.
Really?
If you had game 7 today, right, and you could pick one or the other, who would you take?
I would take Panarin.
Based on what I've seen, except for like two games this playoffs, I'll take the DeBrincat. That guy's a stone cold killer. Panarin said today that, I can't do as much fancy stuff because they want us to play conservative. That's a little eye opening.
It's the playoffs, man.
Yeah. So, to be honest with you, and this isn't like a slight on Artemi Panarin, I love him. I still have a 72 Hawks jersey hanging in my closet, but right now, I take the DeBrincat.
I think it's a coin toss. I think I still get the slight edge to Panarin, but they're very comparable.
Either way, you're not wrong.
No, yeah, it's
no, but, no. I mean, if Artemi Panarin or Alex DeBrincat is the consolation prize, I'll take second place too.
Yeah,
sure.
Tyler Seguin, he's had a couple down years in a row, but I look at where he was when this deal was signed 3 years ago, and you're kind of a similar, because I still think, incorrectly, a lot of the league sees Alex DeBrincat as one-dimensional. He's not. Yeah. He's certainly not a one-dimensional player. He's never going to be Patrice Bergeron or Anze Kopitar or past era Jonathan. What would you call him? Pre-decline Jonathan Taves? Is that the term we used the other day?
Yeah.
PD Jonathan Taves.
Oh, boy. But I'm also not giving DeBrincat Mitch Marner. Like, once you get over 10, I'm getting a little bit itchy about it.
Yeah.
You know, because I just don't think he's a Patrick Kane sort of like franchise altering type of player.
Well, and with Marner, if memory serves me correctly, his deal came after Nylander's deal, and Nylander before. And was it before?
No, I'm sorry. It was after Nylander's, but before Matthews' deal.
Right. And the Leafs situation with Nylander was awful from both ends, and I think that they were trying to lock up all of those players and avoid, you know, any hard feelings or whatever. So I think they just threw as much money as they thought they could at Marner and avoided any kind of, you know, ridiculousness.
The Leafs have three players making over $10 million. Marner, yes. Mm-hmm. Tavares, and Matthews.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And Nylander's like $8 million. Riley's like $8
million. Nylander's 6.962, which is like the most specific number ever. Weird.
Yeah, and this is why they can't get million. That goaltender that actually gets them over the hump, or that's, you know, extra stud defenseman. You know, they...
And Morgan
they've painted themselves in a corner here, and you need more than four guys to win in the playoffs, as they continue to prove.
So, and Morgan Riley's new deal of 7.5 kicks in next season.
7.5.
So
I overestimated, but still, yeah, it's the point remains. They have a lot of money tied up in just a few players. I don't think the Blackhawks. One, I don't think they're going to get into a situation where they're going to have to worry about tying up so much money into big players, at least right away.
Right, they got to draft some of those guys first.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. I don't think DeBrincat is going to get... Again, I said earlier, I'd be surprised if he got much less than $10 million, but I don't think he's going to get any more than... much more than $10 million. I think the idea of giving him a Jones deal... I think that's pretty likely. And yeah, I mean, at this point, you know, you look at the market that was set with young defensemen in this previous offseason with, you know, Cale Makar getting a $9 million deal. And I think Adam Fox was also, Werenski was given a $9 million deal. Like, players that have that kind of impact for their teams are in that range, that $9 to $10 million range, and DeBrincat has that kind of impact. So, I think you really do look at him and say, like Greg said, like the not only from the hockey side of things, but the marketing side of things. Like, he's a player that is going to, you know, sell tickets. He's gonna sell people on, you know, what the kind of quote unquote fun things about the Blackhawks over the next few years, when the on the ice product is not that fun. Like, they can be creative in social media with him. He does a lot of that on his own. I think he's a player that a lot of people enjoy. I think he's a leader in the locker room, and he really just checks a lot of boxes, both on and off the ice, of a player that you want to have around on your team, if you're going through a rebuild and if you're a contender.
And you mentioned earlier the timing of these deals. What would be the best way for a team that's going to enter one of the most painful seasons in recent history? Then the first day of training camp, you have a big press conference with Alex DeBrincat, and then you can throw Seth Jones up there well and say, these are our guys. Alex DeBrincat is here. Go get that Alex DeBrincat number 12 jersey, because he is our guy. Anoint him the face of the franchise right before, you know, we'll be in the atrium at the United Center covering that presser, and it will be some good buzz going into what is going to be a rough season to stick through 82 games. So the timing to me is it makes too much sense not to do it.
And it also shows
you can trade in your Adam Boqvist and Brandon Hagel jerseys for a discount. We apologize.
Two for one. Yeah. It also shows too that, you know, they're serious about keeping the players that matter and keeping the guys that are going to be here and be effective players for a long time. I think just signing that deal, and you're right, Greg, making a big deal out of it, as they always do and always will, as they should. Right. This is another franchise type player they're locking up. They should absolutely do it, and I think it's a no-brainer. Now, again, I think we're all qualifying this, where if someone's like, we're going to give you Cale Makar in a first, you're like, F yes, let's go. You know what I mean? Yeah, like,
for right. sure.
There is no untouchable. But short of that, because I think DeBrincat, like I said earlier, I don't know what you're going to draft that's going to turn out as good or better than him. Unless you're getting in the top three or four next year, which I just...
Or you're getting... like first round quality prospects that have proven
have shown
like, oh yeah, this person, this guy's going to be very, very, very good. Then yeah, unless you're getting anything like that, where it's almost like proven commodities as far as prospects and top level talent goes. It's hard to say you're going to get someone who's going to have the kind of offensive impact that DeBrincat does.
I think too, if you trade him, you're setting the rebuild back a little bit too. Like, you're probably adding a year or two to it, because as we sort of evaluate, like, okay, how long is it going to take for the Hawks to be competitive again? You're doing this with DeBrincat and with Jones on the roster, right? And you're looking at probably Dylan Strome will still be here, and Kirby Dach, who also needs a contract this summer, will probably be here. If you get rid of DeBrincat, the one really proven commodity to that group, I'm adding a year or two before I see them as legit contenders again.
Yeah.
Because without a guy like DeBrincat, they have no one. And actually, it's funny. I was thinking about this, too, after our Seth Jones evaluations. Could you imagine the Hawks D this year if they had not made that trade? Could you imagine?
It would have been very, very rough. I mean, I don't think Boqvist would have been terrible.
No, but oh,
but I don't think it would have been. It would have been much worse.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if Adam Boqvist is like your number one? I guess Connor Murphy is your number one.
That's
I love Connor Murphy, but that's not no.
That's not good.
I just had I was just thinking like, oh, what if they had made that? What team look like this year? Oh my God!
Good God! Yeah.
Not great, Bob, as the kids like to say.
Yeah, that would have been an adventure. So I'm comfortable. Anything, I'd say like anything under 11, I'm probably comfortable with. I just don't think it's going to be that high.
He'll be under 11 for sure.
I'm thinking somewhere between 9 and 10. But keep an eye on that Matthew Tkachuk deal. Because I think that's gonna dictate a lot. I think that's gonna say a lot. Because I think the Hawks might, like I said, they might use that as a guide towards DeBrincat's new contract.
Or do you try and sneak it in before that deal so that deal doesn't add another $1 million a year to Alex DeBrincat's contract?
That's interesting.
That's true. I mean, a lot of that could.
Are the Flames waiting to see what Alex DeBrincat gets before they go to Matthew Tkachuk? See, it's the 3D chess that gets played every offseason.
Yeah. A lot of that could be dependent on how he continues to perform this postseason. I know teams should be smarter at this time of year than to add on another million or two per year just for one postseason performance. But this is still the NHL. Things like that can still happen.
Never underestimate the stupidity of an NHL GM.
Exactly. So I just
want to be clear though. So just everybody knows. Kachuk's deal is up as soon as the Flames are eliminated or win the cup. DeBrincat's got another year left at 6.4. I would love to see him get it done this summer. This September,
why do we want a full season of people asking Alex DeBrincat, what are you doing after this year? Mm-hmm. That gets tiresome. That gets tiresome on both sides of the recorder. It gets tiresome for the player to have to answer it and have to say, I'll worry about it this summer 1,000 times. And it gets tiresome from those of us on the beat that ask it every time he's on the podium, because, you know, that's the story that gets the clicks. So get it done. Just do it. Kyle, I don't think you're listening, but just in case you are,
you never
just
know.
Get it done.
I believe it is, July 13 that Toews and Kane and then DeBrincat would all be open for extensions then, right?
Is it the same for unrestricted and restricted? I think so.
Or no, restricted might be earlier.
Okay.
But either way,
I think restricted is a little earlier. Yeah.
Yeah, I think if they do plan to extend him, doing it this summer would be would definitely be the right way to go for sure.
Now I'm thinking about this summer too, and I don't think you can extend Kane and not Toews, right? Like if they're willing to let Toews walk away and they want Kane back, they're gonna have to tell Kane like, hey, we're going to take care of you on the back end here, but we can't just do it while Jonathan is still here. Sorry.
Why though? Because you're worried you're going to hurt his feelings?
Yes.
Tough. Grow up.
I agree with you, but at the same time, I don't know if you want that storming around your locker room.
You already got it. What the hell? Who cares? He's already been a whiny little guy the whole second half of the season.
I like that you pulled up.
I did. I totally did.
Little guy.
I did.
Good job. Way to use
showing some professional constraint there.
Good job. I'm proud of you. I really am. Hey, the best way to support CHGO is to download the PointsBet app. When you do that, use the code CHGO, and if you do that right now, you're going to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. But remember, if you make a $50 or more first-time deposit, you're going to get a free CHGO membership. That unlocks all of our great web content, including Greg's awesome This Week in Blackhawks History piece that published yesterday. You're going to get a free shirt of your choice from the CHGO locker. So $2,000 in free bets, a free CHGO membership, and a free shirt from the CHGO locker. That's when you make a $50 or more first-time deposit at PointsBet. It's your home for live in-play betting, and it just got even better. Introducing PointsBet's new feature, Live NBA Same Game Parlay. For the first time ever, you can build the perfect live NBA Same Game Parlay only with PointsBet. Combine your favorite bets any time during the game, and if you want more, you can always boost your live Same Game Parlays. Watch live, parlay live, and boost live with PointsBet. And remember, online sign-up is available now in Illinois. You can get your phone out. Download the PointsBet app from start to finish. That's where you enter that code CHGO. So what are you waiting for? Once the game starts, don't just bet. Live your bet life with PointsBet. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Hey, and if you want to start your day with a competitive edge so you can make those winning bets on your PointsBet app, why don't you try some Strava CBD coffee? Because that is a game changer. It's helped thousands of people improve their overall wellness and quality of life. Strava delivers delicious, fresh, roasted specialty coffee infused with organic broad-spectrum CBD. CBD from hemp doesn't make you high or hungry, but it does offer you some real benefits that certainly are helpful, like feeling alert and focused without the jitters. You're going to be able to live your day more balanced with less anxiety and fewer aches and pains. Plus, including CBD in your daily routine can even help you enjoy a more restful night of sleep so you wake up feeling your best. You want to know what the best part is? Well, Strava is all about quality. Everything is small batch, fresh, and shipped straight to your door. It is a delicious cup of coffee that offers you concentrated full spectrum CBD for those looking for a more traditional CBD format with a powerful entourage of effect and benefits. And even better, CHGO listeners, that's you guys, can save 25% off their entire purchase when you use the promo code CHGO25 at checkout. That's 25% off. A quarter of your bill is just going to be disappeared when you use the promo code CHGO25 at StravaCraftCoffee.com. And if you're already a big fan of Strava like we are here at CHGO, you can subscribe and save with the Strava Coffee Club. With Strava, you're in total control. You can save on all your favorite coffees and have them automatically delivered to your home or office when you want it to. So it's all, you're all in control. You get great coffee with the effect of CBD. Look up our friends, StravaCraftCoffee.com.
Hey guys, bit of breaking news here as we're recording the show. This is coming from Kevin Weeks. Kevin on the Street is breaking some news here. Dallas Stars head coach and all assistants head coach Rick Bowness and all assistant coaches will not be returning this season.
Wow.
Pierre LeBrun adding to that. Source says Bowness is not retiring. We'll see what's out there on the coaching market.
Interesting.
So add another team to the list that is going to be looking for head coaches, and add another name to the list that potentially could be on the market for the Blackhawks.
Very funny. Also, Nick Kyprios earlier today from the Fan 590 says, this is 41 minutes ago, so about 1240-ish, sorry, my math is good. He says, hearing as many as 6 or 7 NHL teams have reached out to the Barry Trotz camp. Clubs are under the impression that the price tag could fall in the $6 million range. Doesn't sound like any decision is imminent at this point. I would imagine if the Dallas Stars were not already on that list, that they will be at some point here soon. So, because the Stars are in an interesting spot. That's a team that kind of, they're running, that window is slowly, slowly closing. And yeah, you got Nick Ottinger, but a lot of your good older, you know, your veterans are starting to age out a little bit. So, they need to, if it's going to happen for them, it's got to be soon.
And even more breaking news.
What? Oh, my God.
I said
CHGO Blackhawks Twitter account is officially at 4,000 followers.
Hey, there we go.
Nice.
Yeah, look at
that. Are other people listening right now?
Must have been. Hey, somebody must be dialing into our live feed.
I thought I heard some heavy breathing somewhere.
My neighbor must be creeping outside my window. At least he's not mowing the lawn right outside my window today, yesterday. So,
by the way, heard me. I said Nick Ottinger. I meant obviously Jake Ottinger. I was looking Jake at the Ottinger. Name Nick as I was preparing to read Nick Kyprios's tweet. So I said Nick Ottinger. But
well, my first question of the Kevin Weeks news is, where did he report this from? Was he in a dumpster? Was he in a swimming pool?
He's on the street. I would assume somewhere in New York. Probably near the NHL offices, but yeah, he's on the street somewhere.
I love Kevin. I wanted him to be the next Hawks GM, but that was never meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been fun.
That would have been. I think that having him in a role like that would have been very smart. But I mean, I'm happy with what they've done so far. Can't complain. But yeah, head coaching vacancies now: Blackhawks, Stars, Jets. Vegas, Philly, Detroit. Am I missing any? I think that's all of them. So
yeah,
the
Bonus
list is,
should be a guy.
List is growing.
Bonus should be a guy on top of a lot of teams' lists. Those teams that are like ready to compete. I mean, this guy is just 2 years removed from taking the Stars to the Stanley Cup final in the bubble, and he got a team into the playoffs that, you know, a lot of people wrote off. You can say that they got there only because Vegas couldn't get the job done, but look, they still pushed the Calgary Flames, one of the best teams in the league, to overtime of game 7. So, I mean, something's got to be said there about what he accomplished. I'm actually kind of surprised that move was made.
Yeah, it's going to be a really interesting market to watch here, the coaching market. And it's, you know, as we talked about the timeline that Kyle Davidson set, I wonder if as these, you know, as more vacancies become open, if it's going to accelerate that a little bit for him. I don't know. It's interesting. I'm working to find out if the Hawks are one of those teams that has reached out to Trotz. I have not heard back from a few sources now, and this could indicate how Davidson operates. Might be a real keep it quiet kind of a guy, which would suck for someone with sources.
I mean, if there's six or seven vacancies and six or seven teams have reached out, then I would assume they are part of that group. But
yeah,
who knows? There are probably
some teams that are not quite don't have a vacancy just yet, but they made a call to say, "Hey, would we be on your short list?
If we were to have one,
if we were to have it, would you be interested if we were to have an opening? You know,
if you want to come here, we'll get rid of the bum we hired a couple years ago. If you want to come down, no problem. In fact, we'll let you fire him.
Exactly. That's really interesting. Well, it's gonna be really fun to watch. The playoffs have been fun to watch. We're going to get to those in a second. If you do not have enough hockey in your life, there's more available. The IIHF World Championships are going right now, and we wanted to take the opportunity to update you on how the Blackhawks in the tournament are doing, especially as Lucas Reichel, as the Rockford Ice Hogs were eliminated, joined Team Germany, played his first game today, and had a ho-hum three-point performance for the Germans.
I mean, they did play Italy, but that is still pretty impressive to step right onto the ice at the World Championships and put up a 3-point game. Like, pretty darn good.
Are you implying that Italy is not a hockey superpower?
I don't know what superpower they are, because this is going to be two World Cups in a row that the men's team doesn't play in the World Cup. So
yeah,
I don't know what
soccer. Yeah,
I don't know what Italy does well now besides the food.
As long as they stay at the top in the food department, I don't care what they do in soccer or hockey.
Yeah. So no, I do not believe hockey in Italy is very very populous.
All right. So two U.S. born players, two Blackhawks, are in the tournament. Seth Jones, 4 games, 1 goal, 3 assists. That's 4 points for those of you that can't math. Sam Lafferty has a goal in those 4 games. Philip Kurashev. I want to call him Nick, too. What's with the Nick in my brain today? Philip Kurashev, 4 games, 1 goal, 2 assists, 3 points. And Erik Gustafsson for the Swedes, 4 games, 4 assists. So
there you go.
It's a point-per-game player. He's going to bank out.
I think Hawks
should bring him back. I'm sorry.
I think Gustafsson and Ekman-Larsson are a pairing for the Swedes. And that's just fascinating to me.
I used to love Ekman-Larsson. That was one of my guys.
I mean, he's never been, you know, as bad defensively as Gus has been, but also he's not great defensively.
No.
Yeah. But yeah, that's good for Gustafson. Hopefully he finds another NHL contract somewhere that is not Chicago. And to if he does, to whoever does give him that contract, my thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
Let's hope he's somewhere in the Central Division, but not Chicago.
That would be good.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's get into before we wrap things up, let's get into last night's games. I'm not ready for a Blues upset. I'm not. I can't. It's I know it's not going to happen, but they were way too competitive.
Are you sure?
I know. No, I'm
if it wasn't for Jordan.
The Avs have not looked very Av-like these last two games.
No, they have not. And we talked about it, I think, yesterday, where we said, hey, the Blues had their shot and blew it. Nope.
No, they did not.
No, they did not. They were really good yesterday. And I don't know. I still just look at Colorado, and I'm like, that's the team, man. They're so much better than everybody else. But oh, my God, a 4-1 loss on home ice, that's a little scary.
If the Avalanche blow this series, it makes you wonder if there will be another team with a coaching vacancy this summer. Like, Jared Bednar's been a fantastic regular season coach, but if they blow this series, you can accuse him and not be wrong of him having the playoff yips. Like, this would be another disappointing end to the season, but I'm not ready to write them off at all. I picked the Avs to win in fives, which means they had to lose one game. So hopefully that's just the one game.
And this is the first game they've lost in the playoffs so far. So
Right.
I was surprised by how competitive the Blues were in the first game, despite losing. And then game two, they win 4-1 in Colorado. We saw Cale Makar looked a little banged up in that game, and that's obviously concerning because we've been talking about him almost as much as we've been talking about the Hawks lately because he's just so awesome. I don't know. I still think they're going to pull it out, but I hate to say anything positive about the Blues, but I am impressed by how they've played. They're right there, and at some point in my life, I will acknowledge that David Perron is a good player. I still refuse to believe it. All the evidence is there that he's good. I'm like, nope, smoke and mirrors. Something's going on.
He's one of those guys. You know who he is? Do you remember Scott Young?
Uh-huh.
Scott Young was only really good when he was in St. Louis. Like, he would go elsewhere, and you'd be like, oh, he's just there. And then he would return to St. Louis and have a 35-goal season. Like, that's who David Perron
is. That's a great call.
Like, he does all his best work when he's with St. Louis.
Well.
And maybe that's why we don't want to admit he's a good player, because he's, like, does his best work when he's in St. Louis. And as Mario so artfully put in our prediction preview, screw the Blues.
That's it.
I'm still sticking to that analysis.
Oh, to the day I die. I don't care how good they are. Screw them forever in a day.
Yeah. Regarding Perron, I saw a tweet, I think it was Pete Blackburn put it out there last night. It's like, David Perron's been around for 45 years and only scores the most annoying goals. And it's so true.
That is so accurate.
That should be on his tombstone when he passes. Only scored the most annoying goals.
Here lies David Perron. He scored the most annoying goal.
Yeah, he drives me nuts.
Also, Brandon Saad with a goal last night, empty netter to seal it. That was the last thing I saw before I went to bed last night, so that was great. Made my night of sleep very sound.
I did get a kick out of, though, back to David Perron real quick, when he kind of laid on Darcy Kemper, and Kemper kind of just stuck his leg up and said, here's a skate to the mouth if you don't get off me. I was like, good. Like, that's how you do it. You don't want to be laying on me? I'm going to cut your throat.
Cold steel on face.
Yeah.
Speaking of laying down, the Florida Panthers.
Oof,
what is happening?
Yikes.
I know it's the Lightning, and everything is, it just is what it is. They're just that freaking good. There's a reason they've won back-to-back cups, but to win the way they did, and I think maybe even more importantly for the Panthers to lose the way they lost.
Yeah. That's
what was the official? Was it officially 2 seconds left?
3.8 seconds.
Oh my
they
God.
Say. 3.8,
yeah.
And I saw as that shift was happening, Kucherov was like entering the zone, and I just, you know, so you watch enough hockey, and sometimes you're like, a goal is coming. You can just see how everything is sort of, taking shape. I'm like, they're about to score. And then that pass from Kucherov, my God. Nonchalant, no problem, right on the tape. unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I just
and his shot was fantastic too.
Yeah,
bam.
And Colton is leading the Lightning in goals for the playoffs.
Of course he is.
Of course. Just find another guy.
It's not Stamkos. It's not Kucherov. It's not Hedman. It's Ross Colton.
His fifth goal of the playoffs for Ross Colton this season. 22 goals, 17 assists, 39 points. He's got five playoff goals.
Is he a rookie?
Well, he's on the playoff. He was on the playoff team last year.
Yeah,
He scored the cup clinching goal for the Lightning last year.
He's played 30 games in 2020-21.
Oh, okay. So he's not a rookie.
But that's it, man. You talk about the depth. You talk about what's needed to win championships, and you've got four lines that can play. And there you have it, the Tampa Bay Lightning right there for you.
It's still Tampa's world, and we're just living in it.
Yeah, yeah. And for the Panthers to go down, 0-2 in the series in the fashion that they did, dropping both home games.
With no Braden Point.
Good luck coming back against the Lightning in that scenario. Like, yeesh. That is tough.
I don't know if Mackenzie Weegar has a Twitter account, but if he did, I hope he deleted it the second he got back to the locker room. Dude, where are you going?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm not even a Panthers fan, and I wanted to punch him in the back of the head. Like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, it was rough. It was, and you're right. Like, any other opponent, and you wouldn't write the Panthers off, but are the Lightning going to blow a two-game series lead?
Probably not.
No.
And someone should tell the Panthers that it is allowed within the NHL rulebook to score on a power play.
Hmm.
Yeah, you can do that.
They will allow those goals to count. They still count as normal goals. They should try scoring some of them.
Interesting. I will make a note of that.
Yeah, right.
Yes. Power play goals are allowed. I will send this to Seth Jones.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We're going to wrap things up. We hope you have a great weekend, but want to remind you, if you're enjoying what we do here at CHGO, the best way to help us grow is to download that PointsBet app and use code CHGO when you sign up. You're going to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000, but if you make a $50 or more first-time deposit, you'll receive that free CHGO membership. That's like gold. It unlocks all of our web content. You're going to get access to our Discord and even a free shirt of your choice from the CHGO locker. Any questions, email pointsbet@allchgo.com and we'll help you out. And in case you missed it, you should know by now, online signup is available in Illinois. You can download the PointsBet app right now and register your account from start to finish just like that. You'll be signing up with the fastest sports book, easier than ever, so you can start living your bet life in seconds. So what are you waiting for? Once the game starts, don't just bet. Live your bet life with PointsBet. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. One final reminder, Monday's show is Mailbag Monday. Hit any of the three of us up on Twitter. We're very easy to find. The show Twitter is @CHGO_Blackhawks, or just send an email, blackhawks@allchgo.com, and we'll get your questions answered on Monday. With that, have a great, safe weekend. Have a fun weekend. We'll talk to you Monday on the CHGO Blackhawks podcast.